They're more just kind of like general jokes, but maybe play on words, something like that. Okay. Or, you know, if I make a mistake, I might kid about myself.
Right.
But,
definitely.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, but just kind of stuff like that.
Okay. Kid about self. Do you ever...
I usually like play on words, you know.
Okay. Okay. Can you give me an example?
No, I can't think of
it. Okay, don't worry about it.
They're kind of like spontaneous things that happen.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Do the students tend to laugh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have some who laugh, yeah.
Okay. And do you tend to use...
not in this role often.
Editorials?
Editorials.
Or not editorials, the little cartoon clippings?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I should, but I don't.
Okay. In terms of your classes, like the lower level, do you have... I know gen ed classes tend to be larger. What's the typical size?
35.
Okay, so 35 for the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the upper level courses?
Well, for the lower level, 171 is about 35. For the math major course, we may have maybe anywhere from 10 to 20, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then upper level could be small, anywhere from 10 to, you know, around 10 to 12, something like that.
Okay.
And that's when it was required.
Okay.
I think it'll be smaller than that this fall.
Right. Okay, and then I know I keep asking, do you ever employ games?
Games. No, but I do like little activities and things. Like, for instance, this tomorrow in class, we've just finished covering the T-test, so we're going to talk about the paired T-test.
Okay.
So I heard about this activity from somebody. I think one of my colleagues had heard it from somewhere else, and it's called a tick mark activity.
Okay.
So basically, we make them, you know, use their, you know, we show them what tick marks are. Like, you know, you go 1, 2, 3, 4,
right.
slash, you get 5, then 1, 2, 3, 4, slash, you get 5.
Uh-huh.
And so I show them that. I say, okay, so I'm going to give you 10 seconds to make as many of these as you could possibly make. And they do that real fast. And then they count them and everything. And then we talk about paired design. And then I say, okay, why don't you grab your pencils again? They all grab their pencils. I say, oh, why don't we switch hands? Switch hands and do the tick mark thing again.
Okay.
And so we have a paired design. We're looking at their right hand versus their left, well, their
right.
dominant hand versus their non-dominant hand.
Okay.
Right? And then we do a paired T-test.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, and I try to do things like that. And this semester, we gave our students a survey at the beginning of the semester, asking them all kind of questions like how many tattoos they have, and did they approve of the president or not, you know, stuff like that, and how many Facebook friends they had. And so we collected that data, and we got it in a big spreadsheet. And I've used some of that in my talks and everything, like in my lectures, and I've brought up their data. And now that we're starting to get to the point where we're starting to really analyze data, we're going to be doing that even more.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you use, like, the data that they collected, would you say that your courses are organized around lecture or discussion, and then you plug in, like, the data that they gathered, or...
I would say, I guess the basic style is lecture, but it's more like lecture problem working.
Okay.
So, you know, I might introduce a concept, then we'll work a problem together in class.
Oh, okay.
So, but we all, you know, they all have their calculators out, you know, and I never bring my calculator with me, so they have to tell me what their calculator tells them, you know. So, you know, so it's a pretty interactive class in that sense, but it's not like, you know, I'm trying to have more like quick activities I can do in class that are real quick, collect data real fast, you know, and to illustrate certain points. And they like that a lot when you do that.
Okay. Now, when you do your quick activities in class, do you label them as like fun? This is like a cluster of fun. Group.
Well, I haven't really labeled them as fun, but I think they are fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not really sure what the fun thing is, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure what that is, but I think the activities are really fun for the kids.
Okay.
They like those.
Okay. And in terms of activities, how much class time is devoted to...
Oh, not a whole lot. Okay. I mean, like, you know, I haven't done it in a while. We've been kind of slogging through some of the central limit theorem stuff. I mean, we went through that. I mean, I gave them a data set, and as a class as a whole, we generated the sample distribution. Like, each row would do, you know, a separate sample and plot stuff like that. So, I mean, we do stuff like that, but they have more fun when it's their own data.
Right. Thank you.
They seem to be. I mean, I'm just that's an opinion. I don't have any data to back that up.
No. Okay, so I just want to try to sum this up. So when you do the activity, you do it to emphasize something that you taught them so that they can actually
emphasize the concept.
Right.
And it also kind of has them engaged in the class. It's just like, they're going wah, wah, wah.
Right,
you know?
Right. So do you do it each time you introduce a new concept? Or is
No. I wish I did, but I don't. But, I mean, we always work problems together.
Right.
So whenever we
right.
do a new concept, you know, we'll put some numbers on the board. And,
right.
You know, they'll enter into the calculators and we'll work it. But I guess the activity things I'm talking about where we just collect data on the fly.
Right
there in
okay.
class. Or use their data they had given to us before. And I'm not using those as much as I would like. But, you know, I have a few little activities that I like to use regularly.
Okay.
I like to have more.
Okay, almost done. I just want to make sure I ask all the questions. Let's see. I don't think really some of these questions apply because it says, which have you found effective? And I know that you said that you use jokes, like if you make a mistake or what have you, it's pretty much on the fly. And then in terms of the activities, it's more in terms of self-collected data or the data that you guys collected at the beginning of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that, I have a question, did any work better for some types of students than others? So when you're having the students collect their own data, do you see any of the students struggling to produce data?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, I try to do things that are pretty simple.
Okay.
You know, and quick, because I don't want to spend a lot of class time doing that.
Uh-huh.
So we don't do real heavy-duty data collection in this class.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's like something quick in class. Okay. I have another activity that I stole from Rossman and Chance that I love to use. They have a sequence of letters, and like the first letters are arranged, JFK, CIA, FBI, and it's like 30 letters in length. And the next ones are arranged JFK, C, I, A, you know, in other words, they have them blocked off in different block sizes.
Right, okay.
And so, you know, and I have an urn, and I pass the urn around the class, and everybody draws out a slip, they put it down face down, and once they all have it, I tell them to go, and they turn it over, and they have to memorize as many as they can in order.
Oh.
And then then they turn it back, and then I ask them to, you know, check their results with somebody else.
Right.
And that's when they realize they've been given different slips. You know, randomly. You know,
okay.
That's, I'm not talking about experimental design when I do that.
Right.
But once we get to two-sample t-test, I record the data in class.
Okay.
So when we get back to two-sample t-test, which will be like probably this week,
right.
We will pull up their data and say, remember this? And they're going to say, yeah, we'll see if the difference is significant and that kind of stuff.
Okay. A couple more questions. In terms of, I know what you do, but in terms of, would you ever sing a song in class, for example, or...
You know, I do theater.
Oh, that's interesting that I picked that one.
I don't know if I'd sing, but sometimes I just kind of do silly stuff. I don't mind doing that, no.
Okay.
Maybe something short.
Okay. And then when you do something short and silly, it's, again, related to whatever you're...
It should be, yeah.
Okay. Well, some... Okay. And then
more fun, too, but, you know, time is very valuable.
Would you ever consider... really, have the students do poetry or you do a poem about statistics or you actually coming up with a song or using a song?
Well, that'd be kind of fun. I mean, I don't know how to incorporate that in, but it could be like a fun little extra project or something. I don't know.
Okay. Would you want to learn how to incorporate?
Yeah, maybe so. That'd be kind of fun.
Okay, I'm just wondering. And I don't know if you're aware of the Cause website.
Yes,
it has. Like,
I am
okay.
aware of Cause.
Okay. Just,
are y'all on the workshops with that? I know you've had some workshops, but they're usually at a really bad time for
you,
unfortunately.
Yeah. And I think we're also wanting to increase the resources that we have.
I've gone up there and looked at the, I remember after the conference, I heard about this at US COTS.
Okay.
And so I went up there and looked at some of the jokes and stuff, and they were good. I need to come back there and do that again because I thought, oh, this is fun stuff. And then you just get going in your usual semester and forget about it.
Right.
It's on the Cause web, right? You have like a fun link?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Okay. One more question that's split up in two. One, so can you just describe a hesitation, in one sentence, as to why you currently do not use poetry, songs? What I do in my class is called strange news, where students generate data, but they use odd news. That's in, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a hesitation? Can you pinpoint a hesitation as to why you don't use anything?
Songs or using real data?
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Okay. Other than using real data and the jokes that you tell, is there a hesitation as to why you're not doing poetry or songs?
Oh, I guess because I don't really know so much of it.
Okay.
And you know, maybe that's just I don't know.
Okay.
Enough of it.
Okay.
I would guess.
Okay.
I don't really, I really hadn't thought about using poetry or songs that much.
Okay. Okay. That's it. That answered the last one. Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No. So what are y'all planning on doing with this? Y'all are trying to do research about this. What are y'all trying to do?
Yes, we are. Actually, this weekend, we the group will go to Chicago, and we're trying to get a paper out of this where we look at hesitations and motivations of using fun in statistics classes. And if you were at the conference this past summer, you would have filled out the, you know, the survey. We're going to use that survey data and then supplement it with the interviews. So we thank
you. Are y'all planning on offering any, like, kind of workshops or anything like that, like at the joint math meetings?
That might be a plan. It would be nice if we are able to.
Yeah, I think the fun, you know, I found that the more interactive you can make the class.
Right.
I mean, I've gone back and forth because I had a grant a while back where I tried to make it totally activity-based, and that was almost too much, really, for my students.
Yeah.
Because they can't expect them to discover everything on their own.
Right.
You know, at this level anyhow.
Right.
So, you know, I try to make it a nice mix of things so that you can appeal to different students with different learning styles.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, this is a hard class for our students.
Since you said, I'm sorry, since you said different learning styles, do you have majority international students or?
No.
Okay.
Our school is actually not as diverse as it should be.
Okay.
We're in South Central Virginia. Our student body is mostly white. We do have, our minority enrollment has increased.
Okay.
It's mostly women, like 65% women. We do have a small contingent of international students on campus, but not really large.
Okay. And is that where I hear your accent, from Virginia? Or are you from?
Yeah, I'm actually from Alabama, but I'm living in Virginia.
Okay, because I hear it. And, you know, I grew up in Texas, not that it's like in the deep south, southwest.
Yeah.
But just, so I love accents, and being here in Buffalo, it's like, oh, I kind of miss the accents, like the one that you have.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't think of myself as having one, but I'm sure
I
do.
Yeah, but I miss that sound coming forth from.
Yeah.
So. Okay, well, I thank you. And if at any time, if I need to do a follow-up question, can I do so via email?
That'd be great.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, good luck with your work.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.